Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast. And this is for Wednesday, the 14th of October, 2020. And this is for all the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. Well, for the second day running, another negative day for the ASX resource market industry. So let's have a look at the statistics. There were 557 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. That's up slightly from 555 yesterday. Of the 557 ASX resource stocks that traded today, there were 171 with gains, up slightly from 171 yesterday. There were 161 with no gain. That's up from 146 yesterday. And there were 225 with a loss, and that's down slightly from 236 yesterday. So still extremely negative statistics there because the losses are well over 200. Let's look at the volume for today. The volume is down slightly to 1.71 billion, down from 1.86 billion yesterday. Therefore, the average volume is dropped as well. The average volume per stock was 3.07 million, and that's down from 3.35 million yesterday. Of the percentage gain loss, average percentage gain loss per stock today, it was at a minus 0.09%, and that's down from 0.03% positive yesterday. So a turnaround of just over 1%. And a negative. Let's look at the positive for today, and we'll look at the top five best performing ASX resource stocks for today. And they were number one, ZES Resources Limited, ASX code ZEU, and it had a percentage gain of 33.33% today. At number two, we have Yandal Resources Limited, ASX code YRL. And it had a percentage gain of 29.63% today. At number three, we have Castle Minerals Limited, ASX code CDT. And it had a percentage gain of 27.27% today. At number four, we have Castile Resources Limited, or Castile Resources Limited, ASX code CST. And it had a percentage gain of 20.55% today. And rounding off at number five is Estrella Resources Limited, ASX code ESR, and it had a positive gain of 20.48% today. So congrats to all holders of the top five best performing ASX resource stocks today. Some great positive gains and activity with volume there. Let's move on and look at the commodity, best performing commodities for today, and they were coal, gold, copper, zinc, nickel and silver all performing well. The highest traded stock for the second day running was Raiden Resources Limited, ASX code RDN, and 17.30% of the company was traded today, and that's up from 10.78% traded yesterday. As far as project locations, Kalgoorlie and Fraser Range, both located in Western Australia, were the best performing project locations. Let's look at the annual spend over the last 12 months of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today. And they spend 64% of money available on staff admin over the last 12 months. And 36% on projects. So listeners, that's certainly heading in the wrong direction again, and that's up from 55% average spent on staff admin over the last 12 months yesterday. So again, that's at 64% today, listeners. So very important to keep companies accountable as to where they're spending their money. And most money should be spent on projects, as that's what the industry is based, project-based. All right, let's look at the ERP statistics for today. There are 140 ASX resource stocks that traded today with a share price of 1 cent or higher. that use an ERP software solution, and that's down from 145 yesterday. The average gain loss is at a negative minus for the second day running. It's at a minus 0.17%, and that's improved slightly from minus 0.61% yesterday. Volume has dropped to 425 million, and that's down from 485 million yesterday. Therefore, the average volume has dropped per stock using ERP to just over 3.04 million, down from an average of 3.34 million yesterday. Let's look at the project spend of the top 20 ASX resource stocks that are all using ERP, and on average they're spending 44% on staff admin and 56% on projects over the last 12 months. Now remember, listeners, the general average where they're not using ERP for the top 20 is an average of 64% spent on staff admin, where when using ERP, the top 20 is 44% spent on staff admin. So again, proving that companies using an ERP software solution are a lot more focused on spending money on projects. All right, let's look at the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was ZS Resources Limited, ASX code ZEU, and we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects in Western Australia. Their predominant or priority is uranium, but they deal with other commodities too, including niobium, rubanium, tin, lithium, and others as well. Let's look at their project spend over the last 12 months. They've spent $49,000 on projects and $275,000 on staff admin. That equates to all money spent over the last 12 months. 85% was spent on staff admin, leaving an extremely low 15% on projects. Remembering, listeners, that this is an information podcast only, so all questions should be related back to the board of each company for any explanations as to where money is spent. Let's look at money in the bank. They have just over $1.1 million, and that's excluding any recent or up-and-coming capital raise. Their market cap closed at just over $4.3 million today. They have just over 180 million shares on issue, and looking at their share price performance this year, it started at 0.07 of a cent, and it closed today at 2.4 cents, so more than 300% gains there for directors and top 20 shareholders. Some great positive gains there. Let's look at the top 20 shareholding percentage along with the directors, and they own in excess of 90% of the company, so a very tightly held top 20 loyal registry there. That now concludes our overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, being ZS Resources Limited, ASX code ZEU, and congrats to all holders of ZEU with the great positive gains today. That now concludes our MacCorp Daily podcast for today. Thanks again for listening, listeners, and we look forward to you listening again tomorrow. Enjoy your evening. Good night.